So, Terry and Miriam, thank you very much for asking me to come and talk to you in your lovely house here in St Barnaby.
Tell me,
to begin with, where did you meet and what were you doing there?
In Swiss, Switzerland.
We met in Japanese restaurants.
Yeah.
Right.
Working in Western Japanese, I'm doing sushi.
Mia was a waitress.
Yeah.
Typical film material, isn't it?
Yeah. So we worked together 4 years.
4 years, yeah.
And then, so you were there in the sushi, in the Japanese restaurant,
yeah.
Is it Japanese restaurant, right, for four years?
No, he was there already for one season, I think.
Yeah, one season, yeah. 1 year, and after you
and
come
me,
in.
And me, I'm arrived.
Yeah.
So what brought, let's Miriam, what brought you to Switzerland then?
I don't know how to explain this story.
Okay, it's a long story, is it?
It's a long story and a bit funny. We were drinking alcohol and we say Zermatt.
Uh-huh.
And we check on the map, we saw Zermatt. We say, okay, let's go to Zermatt. Just like that.
Just close your eyes.
Yes, and okay. We were like the whole night, Zermatt, Zermatt. So we say, okay, let's go to Zermatt.
So Zermatt and that. And Corey was there?
No, me, I'm arriving in Switzerland before him.
Okay.
But at the Japanese restaurant, he was there in 2010. And me, I'm arrived 2011 at the Japanese restaurant.
Yeah.
And so you were working together, but then you made a move to come back.
Were working together. Then we had a little trip in Asia to our wedding friends. And we finished to Japan where we had our first kiss. So we came. And then we came back in Switzerland, work again together. And then I left the job because of him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we stayed after that five more years.
Yeah, totally I stayed 10 years in Switzerland.
Okay.
And you 11?
13.
Wow. 13 years.
Yeah.
So that's why both of you speak very good English. Yes.
I was living also at Jersey Island.
Ah, okay, Jersey, right. Right.
Before going to Zermatt.
Mm-hmm.
And then, after so many years, what made you come
back? Because we had two children in Zermatt, and it was like a small village. And it was a bit boring at the end for me. So I say to Shushu, okay, we have to move. I want to move. I want to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to have a restaurant. In Switzerland, but me, I say no, having a restaurant, no.
Mm-hmm.
I follow you, but not for a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came in Bretagne for holidays.
And in Guilvinec.
In Guilvinec.
Yeah.
And it was a food truck in the camping.
Mm.
And I say to him, why not we do a food truck?
Yeah, sushi.
Food truck.
Yeah.
Amazing, isn't it? How these ideas just literally fall out of the sky. Mm-hmm. Just when you.
But the problem was where we do the sushi truck.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to stay in Britain, in Switzerland, and me, I wanted to leave Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you have family here?
Yes, my mum living next house. But the thing is, when I'm arrived with the kids, he was still in Switzerland. It was COVID. After 1 week, I'm arrived.
Yes.
So we couldn't go for check a new house, new apartment or something.
2020.
Yeah, we wanted to go to Saint-Malo because at the end he said to me, okay, we can move. I follow you to Brittany. And I said, okay, you follow me. I'll let you choose the place. But he chose Saint-Malo.
Saint-Malo, yeah.
But the thing is, it was COVID, so we were stuck to my mom's house. It was a bit small for us, and I saw this house to buy.
Right.
And he was still in Switzerland, and I was like, ooh, how am I going to manage that? So I go after 1 month to pick him up in Switzerland.
Mm.
And after maybe, I don't know how many hours we were in Brittany, maybe four, I said, I've got something to show you. And I show him the house, and he was like, "No,
no.
I don't want an old house." Like,
does it need a lot doing to it? Obviously, this is all very, very.
We
nice
renovate.
You renovate,
yeah.
Right?
We renovate everything.
Okay.
Everything, yeah. So the time he came back in Brittany, like end of April.
Yeah.
And we decide like end of April to buy the house, and we had the house in July. We renovate everything till December. And then we start again the paper with the food truck.
Of course, yes. Was that very difficult? Was it complicated?
No, but because we came back in France, it was so many papers, because in France, administration, c'est pas très, très facile. Even if I'm French, it was more easy for him because he was Japanese than for me.
It's true, people say that.
My God.
This is the straight road for anybody who's not French.
Yes.
This is the French road.
Yes, do, exactly.
Stop.
It was a nightmare. But it was a lot, like the renovation, food truck, kids were small, was a lot. So we stopped the time we renovate the house. And then in January, we start again. And we open in May. It was really like, bam, bam, bam.
You got your permissions.
Yeah. And then we start. And actually, we decided to stay here. It's perfect because around here, it's nothing like good Asian food.
No, well, you are hard pushed to find.
Especially
Japanese food.
It is difficult to find anything apart from crêperies or pizza or
kebab or burger.
Yeah.
That's why also we open Japanese food truck. No, because when I came here, I wanted to eat fresh raw fish. But here we cannot find
like good raw fish.
Good raw fish. Mm-hmm. So why not we open
sushi
food truck?
Tell me, the ingredients of sushi, are they all raw? Is it all raw, or is there anything that's cooked? Is it?
Sometimes we cook.
Yeah, but we do like chicken, but the fish.
But chicken is good, yeah. Good.
Fish is all raw.
But marinade.
Yeah, marinade.
Also medium, mi-cuit, also fresh. But we do different kind of way to cook.
Oh, but well, yeah. I think it's sort of people here who haven't maybe been exposed to that sort of food, you've got to introduce it quite slowly, little by little.
No, it was like they were all waiting for this kind of food here. Because they have to go to Saint-Brieuc or Rennes to have like a sushi.
But where do you get your ingredients?
Lorient, yeah. The port. To me, I go to Lorient. Directly to buy fish.
And you have also one fisherman who do like Ikejime.
Ah yeah, Erwan and Akiko. So they do Ikejime. So they are living in Pontivy. So every Wednesday they go to Quiberon to do Ikejime. And then they bring back here. And then they selling fish for Paris. So that time they come back to Pontivy. I ask them to
sell you some Ikejime fish.
Ikejime fish also. Yeah.
So, I mean, this involves trying to get all these ingredients that you do. Quite a lot of travelling around, isn't it? There to pick up that.
It's very difficult to find good fresh fish.
That's why he go to Lorient by himself, like that he can choose the fish.
Also, I try to delivery. Sometimes they bring not good fish.
You cannot control the quality.
So it's better I go direct. So Erwan and Akiko are good fishermen, non-fishermen, how to say?
They say the fishermen.
Why, fishermen.
Yeah, fishermen, that's okay.
Yeah. But then every week they go to Lorient and then they bring for Paris.
So how many days do you actually take your van or truck out?
We do Tuesday, lunchtime. Thursday, lunchtime, dinner. Friday, lunchtime, dinner. And 1 week, every 2 weeks, we do Saturday morning and Saturday night. And like yesterday, we had like a big event yesterday in Saint-Nazaire. So we had to go there.
So you do outside catering?
Yes, also.
Do you have anybody that helps you, or is it just the two of you?
No, just us. Sometimes my mum do like some special dessert for us to sell. No, but my mom helps us a lot with the kids. Like that we have time to work.
Do they like it? Do they like sushi?
The kids?
Yes.
Yes. Especially the big one? Yes. No, they love. Japanese food.
Japanese food, yeah.
They love.
What future plans have you got?
We have a lot of plans. It never stops. Mm-hmm. No, we have a lot. We wish that maybe next year or the end of this year, we're going to plan to open another truck.
The truck.
We have already the idea.
Mm-hmm. And restaurant.
And one sushi bar also. Step by step. First the second truck. And then I hope sushi bar.
So if you get your second truck, will that mean you'll have to employ someone to...
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking some time out. Thank you, Miriam.
Thank you, Curry.